We're visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gantenbein on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, on Friday night, your football team went up against Wellsville. Unfortunately, Wellsville wins that game 34-0. First off, how'd you feel about the way your guys played on Friday night?
I thought there were bright spots, you know, different times of the game. You know, I thought the start of the second half, we came out with a lot more energy and enthusiasm. I thought our kids continued to fight. You know, it was similar to Linden defensively in that, you know, we would get them in a third and manageable situation for our defense, and we couldn't get them turned over. We'd have a blown coverage or a missed tackle, and then just too many mistakes against a good team like that. And then offensively, you know, much of our game plan stuff was there. We just didn't execute it, which, you know, falls to us coaches. We got to get more reps, but we just didn't play very well, and that's kind of what it boils down to, and you can't do that against a good team, or that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, your team's still in the running for a postseason spot. That makes the final two games of the regular season very important. What is it you hope to see from your football team as they get ready for this week's opponent, Central Heights, and for the final opponent, West Franklin?
I think we need to, you know, stop looking backwards. You know, that Linden loss it was a big blow to our kids in a lot of ways, and we talked all last week about, you know, not letting one become two and having a 1-0 mentality. It's something we talk about all the time, but unfortunately, I don't think we managed to let it go, and it's kind of lingering a little bit, and we just need to move on, you know. You don't want a team to beat you more than once, and we can't let it continue to linger. Just focus on this next game and take advantage of the opportunities that we still have this year.
We're visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gantenbein on the Area Coaches Corner. And as mentioned, Central Heights coming up this Friday. Central Heights, obviously, having a rough season win-loss-wise. But as far as Central Heights is concerned, what challenges do they offer your football team?
Well, I think this week, honestly, is more about Osage City versus Osage City. We just got to kind of get out of our own heads a little bit and come out and start playing the football that we were playing, you know, previous to week six, you know, with some energy and enthusiasm and, you know, being physical, executing well. You know, those are the things that we're going to focus on this week. And certainly we'll work on some of the things that Central Heights does too. You know, they run several different fronts defensively, and then they mix some things up. They do some defensive line stunts. They send some blitzes. But it's more about us this week and just getting ourselves right. It doesn't matter what they do if we can't get ourselves fixed. So we're more focused on ourselves this week than anything.
Coach Gantenbein, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coaches Corner. Good luck against Central Heights on Friday night. We look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Okay, thanks for having me on.
That's Osage City head football coach Andrew Gantenbein on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by First National Bank of Kansas, by Teal Plumbing, and by Salt Creek Fitness and Rehab on Country 101.7 FM.